It's a beautiful day and a fine time for healing. Podcast host Randy Fine, a narcissistic abuse expert and the author of the groundbreaking book Close Encounters of the Worst Kind and the captivating memoir Cliff Edge Road, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being are all that matter. So put your feet up, relax, and enjoy today's show. And now, here's Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your show host, Randy Fine. And today, we have Lydia Vandenbrock, PhD, back on the show to continue her monthly guidance on healing the chakras. This month, we're shining the light on the third solar plexus chakra. What are power struggles? How to be aware of them? How to eliminate them? How can you be more creative and have more fun? I'm actually in the process of texting Lydia because I haven't seen her call in. So. So I'm just going to pause for a second and make sure she's going to connect with us today because she's so wonderful. We don't want to miss her. I'm actually calling her. She's a transformational healer, teacher, coach, applied mystic, rooted in everyday life. The core of her work is to be heart-to-heart with each person and escort them into their fullest potential. She holds a PhD in holistic sciences and psychotherapy. Lydia has a private practice in the Chicago area and is available in person or by phone. She gives keynotes, teaches groups and workshops by invitation, and is available to guide individuals and groups to elevate their consciousness and encourage cooperation. All right, Lydia, let's try this again. Just hang on, guys. I'm trying to make sure she remembers what to do here. Oh. Ah, there she is. Hello, Lydia. This is Randy. Hello. Hello. Keep holding on. Hello. Okay. Hi. Oh, well, you're supposed to call into the show. Yes, we always have to. We always do it this way. I always give you a phone number to call into. You have the number because my audience is waiting for you.
Hello,
no, you have to call 424-220-1801. Four two four two four two zero one eight zero one. Yes. Thank you. Okay, we're waiting. Okay, bye. Okay, so you know there's a phone number that the guests use to call in, and the listeners use to call in, but I always give my cell phone as a backup. And I guess Lydia got confused this month and she was using my cell phone thinking that's how we're going to connect. But that's not happening. So, all right. We're just a few minutes into the show. She's coming. You know, it's important to know how and why things manifest and why they sometimes don't. Manifesting something is not the inevitable result of following certain steps. Before your desires can take form, it's fundamental to know yourself as worthy of receiving. Feeling deserving does not come from an entitled claim of the ego, but rather comes from your heart as an expression of your authentic self. You are divinity personified. Can you relax and surrender to the flow and allow life to come to you with grace? Life is much easier and sweeter to navigate as you reach into yourself at a deeper level. Okay, we're waiting. Lydia is so interesting that I don't want you to miss this show. But as I said earlier, today we're talking about, we're going to shine the light on the third. Oh my gosh. 424-220-1801. Okay, let me give you a different number. Okay. Call 646-200-4444. Okay. All right. Thanks. It's going to be one of those days. So far, everything's been great this morning. So let's just see if we can get her in through this number. Today is the 23rd. Yeah. We just may not be able to connect today, and I don't know why. So sorry for the confusion. Just going to give it a few more minutes. Anyway, if you haven't heard already, my book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, is now in audio. And it's really good. The listening to it gives you a whole different perspective than reading it. So if you haven't picked up a copy of the audio, if you have the book but you haven't listened to the audio, you might want to do that, because it's the information sinks in so much easier when you listen versus when you read it. Although some people, you know, learn by reading, some people learn by listening. Okay, she's not connecting, and this is a very strange situation. Okay, let's just try it this way. Invite guests. Separate emails. All right, let me send her an email here. All right. I think we're going to have to reschedule this show because she doesn't seem to be able to connect for some very strange reason. Lydia at lydiavandenbrock.com. Let's try it like this. Yeah, we're going way too far into the show here. And I'm sorry to make you all wait. There she was, and there she went. I'm texting her again. Let's see if she can try it this way. This is the third time. If she can't connect this way, then I don't know what we're going to do. So it's 11:11. That's a very spiritual time. Let's hope that we can connect through the help of spirit. Did I send it? Maybe I didn't send it. Hold on. I'm so sorry about this. I will reschedule the show. So if, and I'm looking at my schedule to see when I can do that because, I don't know, sometimes things just are not meant to be. And let's see what I have available. Okay. Might try to put her in. I'll put her in sometime in April. We might do two shows in April. Okay. I am so sorry. Oh, there she is. Oh. Lydia, you made it. Lydia? Lydia, are you there? Lydia, are you there? All right, guys, just check my schedule and I will be rescheduling because this is like a really important show that I do every month and I don't want you to miss out on this. So she can't hear me for some reason. I don't know why. All right. Thank you so much for listening. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.